Yo,
Oh my goodness.
John Fitch here, and yeah, we've made some improvements.
We made a lot of
I think
improvements.
there's been some improvements made in the studio. With me today is Chris Tinkle,
Yeah.
comedian extraordinaire.
Yes, and I brought my purple dragon tail behind me that's
Yeah,
right over
it's
your
like I'm
shoulder.
like getting charged up by
It does look pretty sick.
like Goku or
It
something.
looks like we're like doing like some like
Yeah.
do some like public access show.
I
Yeah, we made this time travel movie where we travel in time 6 minutes. Didn't have a lot of budget.
yeah.
Quarantine, baby. Week what?
Quarantine. I don't even know. It's August. It's August right now.
Insane, right?
Yeah. This is what, in March?
The March 8th, yep.
Wow.
My birthday was like a couple weeks ago, and I just looked. I didn't even. I just gave my birthday a little head nod. I'm like, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, everybody gets a redo,
It's like.
I think. So all the dumb kids are gonna fall real far behind.
Real far behind. Real far behind.
Yeah,
And
and
then that's not even the parents who don't care. You get those people. And then that's like real far behind. And then you
real
have the
far
never care
behind.
to start with. And those.
Idiocracy is coming to fruition. I think it might happen.
I believe there's some kids that probably haven't done homework since April.
So yeah, so we've been locked down for months. Yeah, I don't even know what week it is. But so you've been doing, you're a comedian, so your job is based off of people go showing up to places and laughing
It's like it's a
and
very
sharing the same space and getting drunk and not being sanitary.
that's one of the that's
When I think sanitary, I'm not thinking comedy club.
no and you need well that's part of the thing for like a comic club if anyone hasn't been to it like there's certain rules that they actually have when you're going it has to have like a low ceiling because and then everyone is really close together and fire marshals came like 10 years ago and fixed them all but they were even if you think it's crowded now even before they were even like 30% more people like and the energy when you get that kind of like rolling laughter when that many people that close together you can't so you put that outside at a park where the sound
Yeah,
just goes
it
it's a
seems like the
different
obvious answer right now is outside shows for everything.
yeah we were talking a lot about and I think that's pretty good, cool ideas and I think small group
Small group,
very
small
many small group
gathering,
shows I think are
live
the way to go
streamed at the same time.
I think whoever wants a show in their backyard if you got masks and you guys are safe hit us up dude. I know a lot of there's a lot of comics who are draining all their friends and like girlfriends right now because we all need stages and microphones so
Setting up in the living room.
dude, the first time I did stand-up comedy was at my friend's birthday party when I was like 16, and I stole a bunch of jokes from like MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour. I didn't know you couldn't do that. I have a couple of my own, and then they matched some stuff that I saw. So then, anyway, that was the first. Yeah, so that would be literally a throwback to when I did at my friend's like birthday party.
So there haven't been any, you haven't been any shows. You haven't done a single show
I
since
mean, there's been a few
March.
shows. People have been kind of like. They've been doing those like virtual Zoom shows.
Yeah.
I mean, like the podcast format a lot. I mean, that's the same. Like I said, hey, so stand-up comedy, you need a few things. You need a microphone and you need an audience, and you don't even need a microphone, but you need an audience, or else you're the crazy guy outside,
Yeah,
talking
the
to yourself.
monologue.
Yeah, because that's the part, is the people who are, very, very good at and at a high level. Those are people who can every second they can see what's going on in the audience and they can switch. You can switch a thing around. I mean, it's a cool thing to be able to. Well, you know what? They didn't really feel that. I don't want to know why. I'm just going to go this way
Let's
instead. And
walking
it's a
away,
cool thing to
walking
feel that.
away.
And like, and I don't. You can get that with the Zoom. With that, the
Yeah.
Zoom shows basically like. I don't know. It's like I've actually had fun doing the Zoom like. Talking to friends I wouldn't usually talk to like that's been fun. But in terms of like, hey, I have a stand-up comedy show at 9 o'clock. You guys come watch me talking to my. It's like, oh,
Yeah, it's weird. You could listen to the comedy album over and over and over again, but it's not the same as if it was just some guy standing in a sound
yeah.
booth by himself That Eddie Murphy Delirious is just in a sound booth telling jokes.
And also, like, so stand up
the same.
It's like the comedy club. It's like people are like, you know, it, like there's no rules, really. I mean, you know, you have to be personally responsible, and you know, there's not a lot of pro Hitler clubs. So you gotta, there are like, you know, there are rules that you have to follow, but not a lot of rules. And so, like, you just have to be funny. And I forgot the big point I was going to make, but I trail off. Yeah, I don't know. It's you don't need a mic, but you need an audience, I think.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So, what do you see? Because if these quarantines keep going, what do you see as a transition that you're going to have to make?
Oh, so that's what I was going to say. So that was the thought I want to finish is when you're in those audiences and you know, if you're saying a bunch of dirty stuff to somebody. You know, hey, you run the mall, I run to you and your friend. I'm like, hey, I start talking to them, like, oh my God. But you got a comedy show, maybe you're a little uptight. You put it next to like eight other people that you don't know. You see the people laughing with their whole bodies. That's infectious. And it makes everyone else feel that way. And I think it adds to it. And you're missing a big part. I mean, I think comedy on TV the same way. I think it's always kind of like, it's never, you're never.
That's why they
like,
show the audience a little bit.
Yeah. And they've done some good stuff sometimes with the crowd work. They don't usually do it. I had a friend who gambled. I won't say his name, but he gambled on a set. He had a set that he was going to do on HBO. He gambled and he did all crowd work, killed, got off stage, and they're furious and they never edit because it's too much to edit. You don't like they don't want all that. You know.
Yeah.
It's also too is in the moment it's really funny, but. The people who are watching at home, you weren't like, in the room, so.
Yeah, you couldn't see the guy's funny suit.
Greg Giraldo has the best one that when he was doing a special, and the guy fell asleep in the special. And he has because it's so real. You see his face, he's heartbroken, but he's killing it, but he's heartbroken. He's like, wait, are you falling? It's called special for a reason, dude. Like, this is I've been waiting my life for this. And you're falling asleep. And like, yeah, I think that kind of stuff, you will never be able to. You're not going to get that. You know, there's something in the background that you're, you know, when you're doing your Zoom mic stuff,
made a guy fall asleep. Made a guy fall asleep.
In real life?
No. Checking comments. Yeah, this thing, it doesn't always come through with the best comments.
What's up, JR Sim Racing?
DC and Stipe, I don't know. DC wrestles him. I think DC could wear him out and win. But he might try to box him, and that's dangerous. Anybody beating Khabib? I don't see anybody beating Khabib. Not right now.
Do you, out of 10 times, how many times do you think that Justin beats? I say like one or two.
One time out of 10, maybe. I think Justin's good. I think his wrestling is too much.
I think he's got the thing where it's one of those things where if you got a chance, I think it's that dude. And I really do. I think he's like, you know, I think he can frustrate him on the feet if he's up there long enough, but
Gaethje's got pretty good cardio. He hits hard, but it's all about whether the guys can get away from Khabib. Do you know how to get up and get away from Khabib? That's the question. You know,
like, it's uncomfortable watching him fight. As if you have any kind of empathy for other, like watching the other people on the ground, you're just like,
oh, poor guy.
It's like Michael Johnson, when he's like, oh, he's like, dude, just quit.
You must quit. You must quit. I ask you, quit.
Also, he's fighting in October, right? He's gonna fight because,
yeah, I think they announced that as a fight coming up. I didn't watch the fights last night. You watched fights?
No. I believe that we did a Brunson big upset.
Big upset. Luke won again, I think. But like, I wasn't really intrigued by that much.
Yeah, no, it's one of those. They're already.
I'm interested now after the fact to see if I could. I want to watch the Brunson fights, his performance, but.
I guess that Joanne, I don't know, say her last name, but Calderwood, or I think she got shot out in the fight, and then I think backstage she fainted. We got two people fainting. One person fainted before the fight, and they scrapped the fight, and then another person fainted after the fight. I guess in the, yeah, so. I think he's all right, but that was like kind of the only news coming out. And also Derek Brunson made a case, I guess, for top 10. So
he wasn't on a big winning. He's won a couple now, I guess.
Yeah. I think he's going to be one of those dudes, like kind of like Michael Bisping, where if he just doesn't lose two in a row and just stays kind of, if you know,
he might sneak in there.
Yeah. Like King Ralph, you know, everyone, the entire English
everybody else gets COVID.
Yep.
Or moves up a weight class.
And then they're all, yeah.
And then he, yep. I see it. It's possible.
You guys from Bellator may be getting a call soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. I can't make any announcements yet, but my weight's in a good position to make 170.
Nice.
In the next 5 or 6 weeks. So
nice.
People, that should be fun. Not the making weight, but
yeah, just getting out and doing stuff.
Fight. Yeah. I want to say that I fought during the apocalypse.
The most boring apocalypse.
Most boring, slowest apocalypse ever.
No, like the only thing is like we ran out of toilet paper. It's like
old white ladies yelling at you about. Do you see the gentleman and his wife?
Jesus masks Christ, dude.
In protest.
In protest of what?
Of being forced to wear a mask.
Dude, you're not being. Dude, just stay in, man. It's not being forced. It's just, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only person who listened to my teacher talk when we were like.
I get it. That American, I should not have to wear a mask. Well, when you're at home and when you're on your property, you're okay. But like, I understand a business. A business makes you put your shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Well, they added a piece of clothing.
Every time I see that sign,
I don't necessarily like it or agree with it, but like I don't necessarily have a right to cuss them out for asking me to do what their policy is in their store.
Yeah, it's not like you're like, you know, like Spicoli in Fast Times when you walk in and you take the shirt off, mm-hmm. walk in with it on. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm also doing that with a mask on, walk in, and then
yeah, have it on and take it off when I get inside somewhere.
They're actually pretty good because I was in like where I was at for a little bit. They just no one cared. And now there's like a lot of mask stuff here. And it's funny when I was like the one lady was like, I didn't get 1 foot in the door. It was in my car. I just forgot I was like getting gas. And dude, she was just like mask. And it was like, oh,
she had the holy water and a cross. Squirt yeah. you with.
Well, as long as they don't invite me in. If they invite me in, then I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the vampire rules,
yep.
right?
Yep. Yep. Lost Boys. A lot of good information in that.
I know. What a great bad guy turned to. So you didn't see it coming, and then I didn't see it coming because I didn't know that rule about that.
Never trust a guy who goes after single moms. Something.
Somebody's brand new rules in me right now.
I know. Oh. Yeah. You unable to perform really for the last few months.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, and then I had a bunch of. It was like when I went to the. It was the thing when I went to the dance that you go. It was like, this is gonna happen soon. This is gonna happen soon. And they all literally happened at the same time. And like the quarantine, and it could not have been a worse time to like, oh, I need to go run and grab this. I was like,
so you had to have a bunch of teeth ripped out.
Yeah, and then I had to have some. So put it in, and then in a couple of weeks, once my mouth stopped hurting, yeah, it was like 2 wisdom teeth in a row for like for a bit. Yeah, it was like a little much. Yeah, so then it was like then I was sad. Then I was like, oh, even if they let comedy happen right now, I couldn't even do it right now. And it was weird. Yeah, and then I have a bunch of bone spurs in my mouth that I did not know. Yeah, so there's like weird bone spurs, and I always like
in your jaw.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. It's kind of gross, but no, it's not gross. No, it's just like any kind of bone spur. I had them on my foot. I had them surgery when I was younger. Mm. It's just they're like they grow, like and so, yeah, inside the what about the gums? Kind of. It looks like your gums are like twice as thick, and all of this is like bone spurs. But usually, it's not. It's not even serious or anything. But with me, is they're in a spot where my tongue can't rest properly. So I think I told you I was trying to say. And I was like whistling when I would say certain words, and I'd be like, wait, what? Why am I whistling, dude? I don't know how to whistle forever. Yeah, it was saying something. And I was like, that was a sweet whistle. And then I realized when I went, and then like Dennis was explaining to me, and he's like, oh, no, look, like your tongue has an area it should be having to like. And then it was like, oh my goodness, dude, for all this time, I always like, it sounds like I have marbles in my mouth. But I'm close enough, dude.
Whistling.
So I'm ready now.
Whistling, Chris.
Yeah, whistling. So yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard yourself whistle by accident.
But not on accident, I don't think.
You have to open the mirror and do a lot of thinking about what the next.
What the next step in life is.
Yeah, so I was pretty much like, yeah, so they're gonna take all the bone spurs out, but they're gonna take the one here and the one that's caused me to whistle. By the way, dude, your ukulele in the background looks like it's on fire. Like, dude, guys.
It is. Oh, we got a good post here. Fosnaw says, much bigger things to be pissed about at the government than a mask mandate. Taxation is theft. I agree with that. Taxation is theft.
I get more upset about them taking my money than having to wear a mask.
Yep. And now I do both.
I don't know. You have, I think. You have a little...
So air hole thing.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about just getting a big, like a fishbowl.
It's wear on your head.
Mm-hmm. It's like a fan in there that blows cool air on my face.
We might as well just get a hazmat suit.
Just go over the top with it.
Like, oh, dude, can we get hazmat suits?
I wear a big fishbowl thing over my head. Be good.
Dude, I'm doing comedy in a hazmat suit in someone's backyard. I'm calling it right now. If you have a backyard, you want me to comedy in a hazmat suit.
Hazmat comedy tour. You can rent a van. You rent a van and go around.
Yeah, if you have 8 vans and 8 masks, we can do a show.
Pulling to the driveway.
And a parking lot. Yeah. I don't know. How long do you think it's going to be? Because they start opening, like I told you before, there's a couple comedy places that are doing it. But the problem they're running into is they don't want to... tell comics what they can and can't say, but you're also outside. And there's people who aren't there for the show that are going to be hearing people talk.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Kindergartners walk by.
Did he say a hurricane of what? And then and then you can't, it's out of context, so you can't explain it. And then they're just walking around stuck within their head.
Mommy, what is that? So we went out last night around San Jose. And kind of got a look at all the outside seating stuff, which is kind of cool to see, you know. But there's waiting. There's long waits in Santana Row, hour and a half, just to get anywhere. And then there was one spot. It was just like you had to get bottles to sit down at the table. I was like, I just wanted to drink.
Or you could walk to the 7-Eleven. Buy a brown bag with a bottle inside.
That's what I was wondering too, though. But there was like no like open park benches or stuff anywhere. It was all mostly like parts of restaurants or whatever.
Yeah,
and like they had the stuff open, but still was like hella spaced out. It was like even more than 6 feet. And then, I don't know. I felt like they could have had more available.
Yeah, I think everyone is really playing on the side of like Aaron LaCascia now. So I mean, because at one point we're looking around, and we're like, dude, there's like. We could all sit, and there's room for all to sit. It was 6 feet. Yeah, I think that Santana Row was the place that seemed to be the. Well, they also had the most people, so that's probably not as well. But it also was like not as the other two were like a lot more like organized sections. I thought. Everyone seemed cool. Everyone was wearing a mask. Everyone seemed like, you know, everyone just seemed happy.
I bet it was happy to be outside. Yeah, it was like the dog getting to go outside the first time.
Oh, that's what I was telling you because I hadn't been out in a while because I told you I was like, dude. I felt it, and I was looking around, and I could see other people who hadn't been outside in a while. We're all doing excited. Dude, that green's a real green, man. That's a great green right there.
Can smell the air. No, yeah, it was cool, but it's just bizarre, man. It's all bizarre.
Yeah, and it didn't. I mean, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it just. I wonder how long. I guess people are thinking like, probably till the end of. I guess the end of the year, like in terms.
But, after November,
you think so?
Everything might just turn back to normal right after November. Yeah,
well, Santa Claus isn't gonna last around Christmas, so.
So yeah, it's a very big possibility.
dude. I wonder how the Black Friday sales are going to go when no one can.
Well, I mean, everything's been going online anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, but we're going to miss all those cool news clips. You know, every year there's somebody
fighting
with a bag of Fritos. She falls
over. Well, now they'll be fighting over masks. Yeah. And they're fighting over toilet paper, masks, and flat screens. Armageddon. It'll be on, man. Let's do it. The slow motion apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like the at least if there are a couple of zombies around, we have someone to hit with a slate. You know,
it's like the Austin Powers when he's in the steamroller.
Oh, it's just yeah.
And the guy's like, and it takes forever. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're going through right now.
That's how. Yeah,
it eventually feels like, it's gonna. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like every, and it's still cool. Like if you talk to people who still, you know, you're like, oh yeah, it's quarantine. Like, it's just funny that people still don't use it. I mean, I don't know. I think it's an exception to all kinds of stuff, dude. And it's just funny that, like, people. Just trying to business.
Well, some people are over it. They're of
my damn right and
tired of it. A lot of people are tired of it. I'm kind of tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
It doesn't seem like there's any answers to anything. Oh, we're going to get a vaccine that doesn't really work. So yeah. It's like the only thing you can do is just be healthy.
And it's also, it's like literally some people don't have a job anymore. So like that conversation needs to be happening soon because I don't have a problem talking into a mic like this, but geez.
Yeah, people don't have jobs, and then they can't buy other shit.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine, he quit his. He had a really lucrative job working for some film company, and he had him quit, started his own company, and like he takes around poster boards to like medical conferences and stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude, he just loves it, and dude, he is like the worst job. Because like staying up in that job could have probably the worst one. He's like, dude, I have nothing for a year and a half. Look like it's all gone.
No
so
way.
There's just some people that
poof.
Totally. Yeah.
Your career is just gone. That's multiple revenue streams.
So side hustles. That
side hustles
was coming.
Yep.
Coming
in. You gotta be there. So what are the side hustles for a comedian, up and coming comedian? What do they need to be on?
It all depends on what you have to sell. Like, if you're, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I've been doing it a while, and I have three albums that are out on Sirius, trying to do all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, for me, people I just like can't buy the stuff I have out now, and then that would allow me to make more stuff that they could.
You know, yep.
See. That's probably
buy his albums now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
McDonald's by the gangster, where you buy the weed.
If you are
like a strange
two
quarantine porno, eight people, eight masks. Mm.
No more questions. No more questions. Eight people. You have to use your imagination. It's going to run this course no matter what. It's 100% politicized.
Yep. What is your take on, and anybody listening at home, what's your take on this? What's the chloroquine? What is your, because that seems like a very highly contested debate amongst a lot of people talking about the hydrochloroquine.
Is that
stuff?
The stuff that every now and then someone says out loud that we should all take and then they get in trouble
with
people who know better? So not, yeah.
Some people say no. Some people say yeah. There's a lot of studies that say it's okay. It's been used for a long time.
I mean, I'm going to listen to the people who went to school for longer than 10 years. That's just the way I look at that kind of stuff.
Well, there's studies that are more than 10 years old.
The only doctor I don't listen to is like Dr. Drew or like Dr. Oz. Mm,
yeah.
Other than that, pretty much pretty open.
Yeah. So it's like impossible to know what's real.
That's the worst part of this whole thing. It really is like...
Which side is actually telling us what's real? They're probably all just trying to make sure that we're more compliant. I think there's an economic crash. We have an economic crash.
Dude, you can't give everybody free money until Christmas, dude. I don't know.
And then all the stocks are going up.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything's going up.
Dude, Kodak all of a sudden, Ruby? And they're all saying, you know what? We're not done.
This is going to be our decade to make a difference.
We're going to turn in all those old cameras no one uses.
Yep, and turn it into a vaccine.
That's so crazy. So they're not selling any more
film. No one uses film. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess they must have a lot of chemical stuff to make the film. So that's why they would be. I was trying to figure out why
Kodak. I've heard a lot of shady things lately, and that sounds very shit. Yeah. That whole thing sounds incredibly shady. Like, that's just a red flag.
Kodak is doing. But, like, there's a lot of companies that are like that. Like, BlackBerry doesn't really do phone stuff anymore. It's more like tech.
Dude, also, like, you're going to other stuff. It's like fruit and like smoothies.
No, but it's like in the same kind of the same neighborhood. Fruit smoothies. BlackBerry.
So dumb.
We got away from the phone.
This is a bad joke. I miss concerts, dude. That's what, because I take this jam in April and missed it, and that's the one thing I miss.
For me, I was getting started into switching over into like a career of seminars and setting up seminars. I was trying to one a month, and then I was going to push out the two seminars and be able to travel and then, you know, start working that kind of business model up. But like everything shut down, so I can't be getting big, large groups together to like do grappling stuff.
Oh, I remember like that weekend, dude, I think it was one of your first ones, and we're talking, you're really excited about it. You're like,
I had to cancel.
Yeah.
Because they were shutting everything down.
I mean, that's the one thing, too. People kind of knew that already, but like, you know, how do you make God laugh? The plan that's like, this is tough. Anybody eating.
The universe likes to kick you in the dick.
Yeah. I told you I had a conversation with my brother a couple days ago, and he was like asking about stuff, and he's like, "That's what's the plan for the next year?" I'm like, "Dude, what's the plan for anyone for the next?" Like, our president doesn't know what the plan
is. Nope, we kind of there at the moment.
Just hope he's like, "Oh, look at those poor people that don't have sports."
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think sports kind of maybe up to a lot of no good. And that's why a lot of this is happening.
It sounds like you don't want to like kill a bunch of people. You want to find like a way to make everyone immobile, like
fight each other, and not do anything,
and lethargic, and not want to leave the couch. Mm-hmm. This is the way to do it. But they start working out and be like, "Oh, we gotta fight now. Dude, we haven't done any sit-ups in like 4 months."
Well, they get over the internet, censoring everything. You talk about China, so they might censor this video.
That's true, right?
Maybe. They won't let me ad share it, maybe. I think they've done stuff like that. It's not good for advertisers or whatever.
To not.
Yeah, it's strange, man. We're going to have the social credit score like China has. You heard about that?
Oh, is that the episode of Black Mirror where you have a score? Yep. And then, like, you can't get certain things. Oh, dude.
Yep. Like, interacting with people, and they give you a low score.
And that scene where, like, the guy at the gas station is all just, like, not really listening to her and give her a low number just because he's not. And just so he's so indifferent, and you just see her whole life ruining just because I'm going, "Oh, yeah, well, mm-hmm." And hits a button, and just so, like, at someone's whim, your life can be ruined. It's crazy. Yep. Wait, so they have it there? Like, a form of that?
Yeah, if you say some bad stuff about the government, you won't get to go on vacation. You won't be able to live in certain places. Your credit is not as good.
I've learned to say certain things about anybody unless the windows are up in my car.
Doesn't matter, man. They got you wired. They're spying on you through the radio, through your phone.
They like take out all the sound from the
windows. Cameras with the facial recognition on the street corners. They got you, man. Minority Report stuff.
Yeah.
It's over. But, you know, whatever. It doesn't really affect your day-to-day that we're really slaves, huh?
No, because I'm worried about other stuff. Dude. I'm worried about when, like...
I had... I was backed up. My belly had bubble guts. Ate a beef steak Friday. That was a bigger problem for me.
this whole quarantine thing,
because that was more real.
It was... I think Gacy has a puncher's chance. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's got. I mean, he's got the. He's got.
I mean,
the
he's got wrestling. He's got big hands. Yeah. He's got good cardio. I mean, he's a tough fight. It's not an easy fight.
I mean, he's coming in thinking he's gonna win. So like, he's gonna come in like on fire. I don't know how that's gonna look once they clash, but that's gonna be. I mean, yeah. It's not as. There's a couple of fights that I've been like, oh, that's a foregone conclusion. That's not. That it's in my head, it's about a 20% foregone, which isn't as bad as some of the other ones. Mm. I mean, I gave Connor zero chance when he went against Khabib.
Well, see, like, they don't even get to see all of the things. Why is this?
Oh, so they're cutting some of our 7-Eleven was a
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. That's hilarious, dude.
Why is this? Oh man!
All the time has been cleaning your immune system. Well, what's his name? Who's that? Howie Mandel. He
picture's so bad. Is that a picture that bad, guys?
He used that sanitizer so much that it burned it. He has that top of skin now. That's
who?
Howie Mandel. Because
he used hand sanitizer too much for so hand long. Sanitizer.
Yeah, because he's like OCD, like crazy.
Yeah, he is OCD.
You have a lot of like people.
I'm worried that our picture is not looking good because this is what it says our YouTube picture is.
Huh.
That's definitely not what we see through the restream.
No.
We look very handsome in a restream studio, but.
How do you sit up straight? Jesus Christ, it looked like I was missing half a back. So.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think everyone wants to go on as long as possible. I have known people die of natural causes. Well, I mean,
well, forever, throughout the history of the world, yeah, probably.
More dinosaurs have died from
more dinosaurs. But no, no, yeah, I don't know how serious this is. You have less than a 0.4% chance of dying if you get it.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I take it serious...
If you're obese or if you're around sick people, old people.
I think it's because my mom had, like, pneumonia a couple years ago and was really bad off and almost passed away. And then my brother's daughter is really young, has some up. So it's like... That, I don't know. So then if I run into them, mm-hmm. they can all feel, you know, okay. Like I only got tests out with them. They can rest easy and stuff like that. So they don't have to kind of worry about it. Mm. So in that regard, I think that's all I really worry about. I don't really worry about getting it. If I got it, I mean, I've had bronchitis my whole life. So shit, like, I mean, as long as I don't start balling up my lungs, but.
Yeah.
I heard it's not. I mean, some people say it's really not fun, dude. So I guess.
Yeah, I've heard. I've had at least one friend who had it before they knew what it was, and he was, you know, kind of out of commission for about 10 days. But he's a strong guy.
Yeah. Well, remember, like we were
healthy
saying,
guy.
And like last winter, last fall, like didn't we feel like we all got something? Like yeah. Right before everyone got this one.
My youngest was coughing for like 6 weeks straight. Leah from Boomer and Toots, she had the antibody, so she had it at some point.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so
like, I felt like I had something for like a few weeks, dude. Yeah. For like, I don't know, that
it was some kind of weapon, China CCP sent a weapon.
I wouldn't, I'm not really into conspiracy things.
We're World War III, guys.
I wouldn't doubt it at all, dude.
get ready. So if you people did know that watching me, Chris, have our own separate podcast.
Yes, Fish and Tinkle.
Smash everything. Smash everything.
And we talk a lot of shit. Yeah, it's I'd say it's the R-rated, have to have headphones on version.
Yeah, you don't let your kiddies watch that one. We do watch-alongs.
Yeah.
I like the watch-alongs. That's fun.
Yeah, we did. It's really fun because then, you know, I'm like a big film nerd. So then I get to research and find all this stuff. And, and I still think one of the best trivia that we got was that one that we did Die Hard. And then we found that trivia that Frank Sinatra played that same character years earlier, like decades earlier. By contract, they had to ask him to play the role first. Mm-hmm. And he was like 70 something. And they're like,
should have done it.
Do you want to sign up, right? Being like, oh, sign me up.
Yeah,
they're like, no. We got Mel Gibson ready. No. Sign me up. I'm in.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So there was a small possibility that old Blue Eyes could have been like, yippee-ki-yay, mother. Could have been doing that. So that was pretty, so that was a fun watch along. What was the other? We've had
watch along. Some Van Dams.
Dude.
Van Dams.
I mean, I'm not going to like listen, but the last we're trying to make chicken salad.
It's masterpiece. and then anything by Ponytail Man, Ponytail Karate.
Steven Seagal. Yeah, did we get to Under Siege yet? Offer Justice.
Justice. No, we need another Seagal.
Yeah. I watched Under Siege. Well, for other reasons, I watched Under Siege twice to prep. So, dude, I know all the trivia. I know about the different girls that they had who were going to cast. There's a lawsuit from that movie. A lot of info.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's kind of the fun time now. About the only thing about the quarantine, it's fun to like be able to watch movies with people that you normally wouldn't. That's kind of a cool thing, I think. Like it was nice being where I was and you were here, and like even though like we're doing a show, it still felt like
remotely watch a show.
Yeah, hang out and like
try to stay human in our pods.
I know, right?
Get in the pod. Yeah, it's weird, man. They're trying to, Matrix is real, dude.
So
trying to get us in the pods.
Do you have any? So if you so you may have a fight coming up on the horizon. Do you have any feelings about like, is it going to be weird to you to not be in front of a crowd? Or do you?
I don't think so because I've fought in front of no crowd before. But it's already weird as fuck. Like.
Like, you're all doing in our garage.
Even when everything goes right, you're still like, I want to walk out in my underwear and fight this guy. Hey, I'm gonna hit you in the mouth. Yo, you're gonna hit me too.
So like, guy's never been a fight. He's yelling at me from the audience right now.
It's weird. Some guy hates me. He's just drunk.
He's never met me before.
He doesn't know my mama.
If you knew me, we had the same birthday. We have a lot of common.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be – I wonder if it'll if some people get excited by getting, like, pumped up. You know, the crowd gets some those, like, jitters. Or like.
Yeah, I think – I mean, it's definitely a thing, getting, getting the vibe when everybody's going crazy. When I was down in Brazil and you could just feel the whole stadium shaking and vibrating.
Oh, dude, you could feel – I was watching that at, like, I never watch fights at a public place, especially with someone who I know is in a fight because I don't want any – you know, I think I went to one, some dude was, like, saying something about – oh, it was like Misha Tate, but it was some guy just saying some bonehead stuff, and I was like, never again, dude, never again. Anyway, I was watching it at, like, a Hooters because that's how I was raised properly. Classy. And, dude, you could feel that crowd crazy through like the you want some more wings or
boobs were just jiggling.
Yeah, there were extra boob
jiggle. Extra boob jiggle that night.
I just remember that when you I forget what round, I think it was probably a third, but when you came out and did that, you like pounded your chest. And I just remember I was with my friend and I was like, oh, what just happened? Like I was like, it's on. I was like, dude, I was like, oh, all right.
It's go time.
And then you could tell, and then you could, and then you could see how the fight was going, that it was going, you know, one guy was going here, one, it was awesome, man. But yeah, that was, you could tell the energy from, that was kind of hard to hide.
Gotta get the momentum going.
Was that the same one that Nogueira like knocked out somebody? Because that one, they have footage of that one from like people, people had the phone version, and someone made an awesome video of all the live being there. And dude, you can literally feel like people like, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it, dude. It's like so awesome. Just people like genuinely excited. Like,
It was me and Phil Davis. I think were the only ones that won. Why is my picture so garbage on
YouTube? Oh, you and Phil Davis were the only
Americans won on that card.
Jesus. Yeah, because they did post. Yeah, they were like, well, they tried to set, yeah, like you said, they tried to. Who didn't, Nogueira, was it Schaub? It may have been Schaub.
Schaub? No, I can't remember.
This Jason Albizu guy, he's really fired about the government, dude. He uses a lot of huge words. Syllables, I get.
Yep. I got a lot of readers tuning into the show here. Okay.